Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I know my first lady used to always say, if you've been redeemed, you ought to be saying something. You ought to be saying glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. When it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, it says, say something. Tell somebody what God has done for you. Give God the glory with the fruits of your mouth by opening up your mouth and saying, I am one of those ones that have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy because of what Christ has done for us on the cross. Amen. So, good evening, family. Welcome to Women Speak Now. I praise and thank God for each and every one of you that is on the line and will be on the line. I'm excited about this. I'm so excited about this message. I was ready on last week. It was, and when Pastor E had sent the uplink, and then I saw that it was the other minister, I said, oh, my God, I'm a week early. That's how much I've been ready to get this out and finish this up with you guys. So I'm still yet excited for this message. I'm still yet excited for what God is doing and what he's trying to show us and teach us. I'm still actually on fire from Prophet Dwayne. You know, we could go all night long. There's some points that I would love to be able to discuss with in that last topic as well. But on last month, so what I want to do today is I want to finish up on the singles. Every year I'm going to visit the singles. Every year I'm going to visit the leaders as long as God's grace and mercy say so upon my life. I do always want to make sure that we are speaking to the single people and never leaving them out. So at this season and time, I'm called for the single people. So before we get started, let's start with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we humbly, graciously praise you, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you settle our minds and our hearts from the day, oh God, for all the things that we had to do. But right now, Lord, we just want to humbly sit at your feet, Lord. We want to sit in your presence, oh God. We want to open up our hearts and our minds to receive a word from you on today, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, asking, Lord, that you open our ears, asking that you open our hearts, oh God. Lord, asking that you speak directly to each and every one of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, whatever is said, Lord, let it be a seed that is planted either for now or for later, oh God, that you may water it and you may grow it at the time that you see fit, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for everyone and each and every blessing. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So, amen, family. Again, on last month, I talked to the singles. And sometimes it's difficult because, you know, you hear from me once a month, but I hope that you remember some things that I was speaking about when I was talking about dealing with the spirit of offense inside and out. I had just came off of a six-week singles training and teaching that I was blessed to be able to do at another church, and it just was mighty powerful and impactful. So I brought a little of it to you. I couldn't do the whole 6 weeks with you because it would have took all year, but I did crunch it down and give you some information on last week. So I just want to close that out and finish up with you today and again talk to the singles. And I'm talking to the ones, I'm talking to all singles. Truly I am. But I also too have a heart, a small, little small heart, extra heart for those that are single and serving. Since I'm yet a pastor and single, I understand better by and by as time goes that single and serving was just a tad bit different from single and not serving in the church. So I just have, like I said, an extra heart for those that are single and serving. So let me just paint this picture for you. You know, the people of the church that you attend, if they could only understand what you go through, okay? So just take this visual journey with me. If they could only understand what you go through after the fellowship, so the bishop, the pastor, the preacher then said amen, and everybody gets up, they start walking around, they start fellowshipping, they start laughing and catching up and, you know, and going over across the to speak to so-and-so and say hi to so-and-so and, you know, that fellowship that you have after church. And that time is always a beautiful time. It's always a glorious time. And really and truly, we mean that we are happy during that time. We're happy with fellowshipping. We're happy with hearing all the stories. We're happy with seeing all the children running around the church. And single people, when they are fellowshipping, they're laughing, they're smiling, and they're conversating with you. And again, they're sincere about enjoying themselves. Why would you or anyone else think that something is wrong with them? But it's not until that single man or that single woman leaves your presence, leaves the door of the church, walk into the parking lot, and it's going to happen in one of these three times, either as soon as they get in their car, soon as they get halfway home, or soon as they walk in the door of their house to complete silence. Do they think to themselves, what now? There is no one here. There is no one to conversate with. There is no one to replay something that pastor said that sparked me, or something that someone said funny that I want to retell that saying funny so you can laugh with me. There is no one there. I understand that some of you guys are single by choice. I understand that you're gifted to be single, and may the good Lord bless you for that singleness by choice, and you can stand in it. But who I'm talking to today is those that still have that hope to love again. But lately, you kind of been losing a little bit of that hope. So do you see that picture with me? And again, I can only paint you a picture of what I've gone through and what I have experienced, but I know I'm not the only somebody. Because after the doors, and sometimes the single people, if you like me, you stay longer. You know, you kind of like really ones that close down the church and the last one to leave. Because, again, when you get in your car, everybody's making their plans. They finna go out to eat, and they finna do this, and they finna do that. And you have nothing to do. So you kind of hold on to that moment as long as you possibly can until you have to face that reality when you get in that car or you get home. So I do have to bring you in a few scriptures. I'm going to try to, okay? So let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. I'm going to show you what my journey was like, okay, a small part of my journey and what it was like. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. It says, "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." So you're wondering, saying, "Pastor V, I'm not understanding. What does that scripture have to do with anything?" You're talking about single people. Well, single babies, there's a testing that some of us and some of you have to go through. And there's a testing, and I'm going to tell you why. Why? Because you're saying, why? Okay, why do I have to be tested? If I have a desire to one day be married again, and or, you know, one day to, you know, hopefully meet that wonderful man and that wonderful woman, why do God need to be testing me in my singleness? I'm praying that, you know, he give me the desire of my heart. I'm sitting here. I'm ready. I'm waiting. So what do I need to be tested for? I'm going to tell you why you need to be tested, okay? Number one, 3 points I'm going to give you on that part. You are stuck on the coulda, shoulda, woulda, and the why me's. That's one area that really had to come up out of me before even being ready to even consider that I was even ready. I don't even know how many times I can say it, that I was even ready to even consider to date again. The woulda, coulda, shouldas, and the why me's had to be purged out of me. And the one thing that I learned, men and women of God, I don't care if you're single, I don't care if you're married, I don't care what walk of life you're in right now, the one thing that I learned was the hardest thing to let go of is what I thought life should have been for me, where I should be right now, what I should have been doing right now, what it would have looked like right now had I still been, or I should have did this. That was the hardest thing to let go of, what I thought life should have been. Because I had this picture of what my life did not look like at this age being divorced. That wasn't my picture. So can you imagine having to let go of that picture? Even though I desired it for the future, I still had to let go of that past picture and what I thought and who I thought and where I thought. I had to let go of that, so God had to work that out of me. Like, I need you to learn to live in the moment now and come from out of your picture of the past. The second thing, the reason why you need to be tested in your single area is because settling you're settling currently, excuse me, for someone that does not line up with your desire or your destiny or your purpose. You're settling, okay? They're not lining up. So God is really saying, listen, I'm not going to let nothing work. I couldn't understand it for the life of me. I really truly could not. I can't even explain it, not unless y'all knew my life. I couldn't explain it because I was meeting people. I had no problem with meeting people. But then I'm like, and you not him? And you not it? And you too? You too? Like, you don't work, you don't fit, you don't any of that? Wow. And God kept saying, because I don't want you to settle. I don't want that desire to be so great in you that you settle for anything for you. You're not putting your destiny and your purpose first. You're putting your desires and your needs first. And I'm not talking about the desire of sex. I'm just talking about the desire of wanting companionship. He said, I need to work that out of you so you don't settle for anything that's not for you. What I really want you to do, Valoris, is I really want you to start focusing on purpose and destiny. Focus on ministry. Focus on serving. Focus on writing your book. Focus on man and woman of God, I'm preaching to you. Focus on opening up that business. Focus on, you know, going. Focus on other things. And I trust me, I understand that it's hard. But when I really and truly got busy about writing stuff and writing lesson plans. And, oh, I love it when, you know, people ask me to teach because I will do some serious research. I'd be researching. Just give me something to study, and trust me, my mind will be on studying and getting this word so it can be a rich word and a relevant word than it is on somebody that's dating me. So he's only got you in this season because he's trying to work that out of you so you don't settle. And then when it does come, you know for sure that it's God. Now, God ain't going to tell you, but you're going to know that's a man or that's a woman shaped and ordained by the blessed Lord. Because they come, guess what, to line up with your purpose and your destiny. They don't come to throw you off. You don't want anyone to come in your life that's going to feed your flesh. If you have a flesh problem, why would you want somebody to come that want to rub on you all the time and kiss on you all the time? And you're not part of my destiny, my purpose, because my destiny and purpose lines up with the law and the will of God. The third thing is you still have your own agenda of what you want and how you want it. Yeah, come on now. I know. And it was interesting because a gentleman last night in class said, I need to make sure, you know, she easy on the eyes, you know, somebody good to look at and all this other stuff and whatever. And I sat there and said, wow. And the facilitator of that class said, you're not ready. And I had to agree with her because once you take your mind off of how you think that it should look and be open to the possibilities of, you know, of true and pure love that's going to love you. Yeah, I know we all have, you know, you got people, you got tall women that don't want a short man. You got, you know, well, okay, I don't want a plus size woman or this man don't want. I understand. I truly get it. But I'm saying that if you can just ease yourself into your destiny and your purpose, you'll find that, guess what, God will give you what you truly desire. But he don't want that to be the top of your list. God needs to be at the top of your list. When you're talking about the things that you're looking for in a mate, or you're trying to look for, you know, in dating and possibilities, the first thing you need to be looking for, do they pray? Do they read? Do they know how to, you know what I'm saying? Do they know how to get a breakthrough? Do they know how to serve? Not is she 36, 24, 36? Do he have a six-pack, you know, and all this stuff? That's not should be at the top of your list. So God is saying, listen, I need to work some of those things out of you. I need to test you through this. Because I need to make sure that if I send you someone, it's not going to take you from your purpose. How many times have we seen that man being a pastor? Oh, my goodness. I have seen that so many times where sister girl gets her a new man. She was coming to the church. She was faithful. She was serving and everything else. And as soon as that man came in her life, you ain't seen sister girl. God don't want that for you.
That's why he needs to make sure that he tests you in your singleness to make sure that everything is light and line up. And another thing I want to add to those that are serving, that are leaders in the ministry, another reason why God is testing you because he want to make sure that you don't bleed on the people. Are you truly healed? Are you healed? Because guess what? You can't bleed on your mate, but he definitely don't want you still stuck in the past, hurt from past relationships, divorces, preaching, laying hands on people. Amen? All right. So God is testing your desire for his perfect will to be done. Your ability to love him yourself, therefore, will effectively love somebody else. We have to make sure that we have this thing lined up in order, because the flesh will definitely always try to be the first. It will always try to step itself up before God and say, no, you got to please me. No, it's got to be like this for me. No, I know what I want. I know what I like. And guess what? You better feed your spirit and say, no, I need to make sure that this is going to line up with the things of God first. Because what he says, he'll give me the desires of my heart. He said that he will provide all my needs according to his riches and glory. He already know the needs of my flesh. And you think God ain't going to do it for you? But just like any other father, I give it to you when I know that I'm first, and I will remain first. Don't put him first now to get it, and then after that put him in the back burner. No, that's why he's trying to build up your discipline now, your prayer life discipline now, your fasting life discipline now, your serving life discipline now. So when that may come, they should be coming in on the same agenda. Baby, what months do we fast? Baby, what days, are we praying? Who we praying for today? Baby, y'all come in on the same thing and nothing has to change. Yes, I understand that when it comes to ministry, and I had to learn this too as far as being married, that, you know what I'm saying, marriage is your first ministry. I can't run for the bishop and the pastor all the time. I can't be over here at this program and that program and in a 12-day revival and on a 51-day fast. And I have a husband I have to tend to, or you have a wife that you have to tend to. Yeah, we got to make sure that those things are in order. But I'm saying a person should not come in, and when you're used to getting up in the morning and you're used to having your meditation, they shouldn't be interrupting your meditation. They should understand, and guess what? Hopefully they have their own. The things that you know that God is requiring from you to always have, which is your prayer life, your fast life, and your serving life, make sure that that never has to switch or change to satisfy somebody else. All right? Hopefully y'all understood that. Okay? And most of all, your patience. How many on here can really honestly say that you got patience for a mate? Now, I've been single for a while, so kind of my patience kind of went thin a little bit, but I'm trying to get some patience back. But do you have patience for it, or are you a runner? I'm a runner. As soon as you make two suspect lefts on me and ring a bell, I'm out. I don't have patience for a lot of things. God saying, listen, you can't say that you want a mate and then off a year later, 2 years later, you hollering divorce because you ain't got no patience. You don't know how to work with nobody. You don't know how to compromise with nobody. You don't know how to sit and talk this thing out. You don't know how to have a conversation. You don't know how to, as they say, disagree, but you better come back and agree. We ain't agreeing to disagree. We going to disagree, but we're going to come back and we're going to agree on something. All right, so I heard a woman yesterday that said that she was married for 25 years and divorced, and now she's been single 25 years. She's been single as long as she was married. I was like, you was married for 25 years, and now you've been single for 25 years? Listen, I'm trying to be graced with patience and kindness. Lord have mercy, that kind of patience, I need a transfusion of patience for that. But guess what? Some people are graced and gifted to do it. But at the same time, you can't be so quick to be up out your singleness and hurry to be up out your singleness just to, again, please the flesh or to please other people or because of how it looked. I had to get up out of that, leaders. I'm like, okay, Ben, and trust me, it was said in a crowd of people, in front of me, in my own church, you don't need to be single. Okay, at first that got to me because I'm like, wow, maybe I shouldn't, maybe. Then after I said, no, I know what God has called me to do. And I know I'm not finna sit up here and I'm not finna just marry any old body and jump with any old body just because y'all don't like the look. I'm not here to please you. I'm here to please God. So, again, make sure that you have the patience that you need. All right? So, the next thing that I want to talk about is Romans 5, 4 through 5, which has that word patience in it. Romans 5, 4 through 5 says, and patience, experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. And patience, experience, experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Why is he testing those areas? Why is God testing those areas in my single life? Because God wants you to have what you're hoping for, but he can't give you what you're hoping for if you're not ready. When you're not ready is when you cause a disaster to yourself and to others. We already know this. Come on now. I know I'm not talking to inexperienced people on this line. I'm not talking to new beginners on this line. I might be talking to some young people, and praise God for you. And hopefully that you definitely take something from this that you can have some patience too. But the one thing I want you to remember is, remember how the times when you weren't ready and you jumped into something, how did that work for you? I'll wait. Disastrous, didn't it? Because you didn't take your time for you first. That's the first thing. Listen, oh goodness, y'all know Pastor V will tell on herself in a minute. I remember I had, help me Jesus, I had the next one already set up before I left the last one. Come on now, we ain't always been saved. We've been there, done that. And guess what? Some of us took that same method back over into the church when we got saved because we didn't know how to be alone. I had my first child in 1987 up until 2014 is when I just got this last divorce. 1987 to 2014, Valoris ain't never been single. Can't recall a time. I've used the word. Somebody say, you single? Yeah, I'm single. But guess what? Y'all understand. I ain't got feeling. I really wasn't. You wasn't single in your mind. You wasn't single in your heart. And you sure wasn't single in the bedroom. But you'd be like, yeah, I'm single. You single? Yeah, I'm single. But that ain't the type of single that really we need to be talking about. We need to be talking about, you ain't got no hidden boo things. You ain't, I'm talking about singleness of mind and heart. There is nothing but God in you right now. You have purged everything and everyone out to really get poured into by God before he brings you someone in. You don't, listen, that's, Jesus, help me. That's like me having my apartment, and in the kitchen live Jack, and in the living room live Bob, and in the bedroom live Joe, and in the second bedroom live Mark, and in the bathroom live Mike. You got a crowded apartment building in your heart full of people. Where this new man or this new woman going to come in and live? Jesus. I had to learn that, people. My God, I'm going to tell you, Lord Jesus, I had to cry that out. I had to cry that out. I had to cry that out. I'm not going to tell you it's easy, but I'm telling you it can be done. You got to move everybody out, or else you are setting yourself up for the next disaster. Let God do it. He can. You can. I fought him too. I'm like, no, I can't. I can't. This is hard. I can't. But God said, okay. So remember that scripture, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So which one is greater, me or that world? Me or that flesh? Because apparently it ain't me. Because I'm God and I can't fail. I was like, ooh, That kind of hit. All right, God, how do I make you greater? All right, let's do this. I'm going to show you. When you're not ready, you will cause a disaster to yourself and hurt to someone else. Listen, I'm 48 years old. I ain't got that kind of recovery time left no more to be causing no more kind of disasters. I'm sorry. Y'all might got that bounce back. I ain't got that bounce back no more. If the Lord's will and there's a decision made that I get married again, bro, we going all the way to the grave. I don't have time for that kind of hurt no more. I don't have time for that kind of pain. But guess what? You bring it upon yourself by not taking time in your singleness to really work this thing and get this thing together. Listen, I was blessed for the last 6 weeks to be asked to teach that singles class. It was powerful and it was impactful, but it was life-changing for me as well. Because guess what? I have to always keep myself accountable. I can't come and teach people. I can't teach. I don't want to bleed on people. I can't stand before people and try to teach them how to do this if I did not go through it. I can't do that. I can't. I'm not that kind of preacher that just stand before you and give instructions, and I don't know what it's like, you know, to be stuck by a needle, or, you know what I'm saying, I don't know what it's like to have my leg broke. I don't know like what it's like not to have my heart broke. Yeah, there's some things I can say, well, baby, I can't relate. I never had to go through that. But if I'm going to tell it to you, trust and believe the Lord went through it. All right? So I wondered why God laid upon the pastor who asked me to come and teach about the spirit of offense. And that's because, guess what? We don't realize how much of that we have allowed to build up in us. Especially, again, when you are single and you don't have anyone, you know, too much to talk to or other things to distract you and to keep your mind, you come home and you think about, you know, what Sister so-and-so said to you and what Deacon so-and-so did to you and what the boss on the job did. You sit there and you will, man, you can be in la-la land in your own mind for about 15 hours. And you'll sit there and rehash and replay a whole lot of things. God wants to get that out of you, all right? So, but I see, I used to use, listen, I'm almost done. I'm almost done. I'm just trying to keep on the time. I used to use my resume of relationships, recited everything as if I was reciting my experience. You know what a resume is for. Everybody know what a resume is for, right? It's a resume you give to people because you want to show them that you have experience in this thing, to show them why you qualify and you good for the job. So I used to always use my resume as far as showing why I'm qualified to be able to speak to the single people and the married people, because I have these experiences, so I'm qualified for you to listen to me. So my resume, you know, most of y'all already know and don't judge me, but my resume consists of, what is it, one baby daddy, just got two kids by one man, three ex-husbands, two engagements with rings, don't judge me, don't pray for me, don't judge me, and a host of toxic, I don't know what to call them, fake relationships because they want real relationships. So I used to always say, yep, I did, and this and that and the other. But God said, your resume, you use your resume like you using it for experience of what you know, but you really got a resume of what you don't know. I said, God, what you just say to me? He said, that ain't no resume of experience about what you know. That's a resume of what you did wrong and what you should not ever do again. You got to listen. You got to, and the reason why I'm saying that is because sometimes you better go back and look at your resume. You better go back and look and stop blaming them, her, him, on what went wrong. And you need to look at your resume and find out, what did I do wrong? What did I learn from this situation? What did I learn from that marriage? What did I learn from that divorce? What did I learn? What mistakes did I make? Where was my mind? What was my thinking at that time? I can actually recall a lot of things, especially my longest relationship. My mind, I just came off the streets. When I married him, I had, I think, maybe been a year off of drugs and cocaine. I hadn't even had time. Remember, I said I had one before the other one left, so he was one that came in, and he just happened to be the one that I married. But I didn't have any time to really purge and cleanse myself from the past. And what happened was the past kept getting packed down and packed down and packed down. Now I'm in the church, and now I'm saved, and now I'm running through every conference and serving the past, and this, that, and the other. Had never really dealt, never dealt with the brokenness that I had of my childhood, my upbringing, you know, the kid's father, the abuse, the this, the that, never had dealt with it. And all of a sudden, one day, it was like the past kicked open the closet. All them skeletons came up out of there. I had to look at that and say, guess what? I brought that into this relationship. And because I didn't deal with that, I was part of, and maybe the big part of, the cause of the relationship failing. You have to use your resume, not experiences, of what did I do wrong and what can I correct? What can I change? God, talk to me about this. I had to listen. I'm trying to sit down. I'm like on the edge of my seat. I'm sliding off because y'all don't understand. I sat there and I talked to God about each and every person I could think of. God, what happened? God, show me me. God, heal me from them. God, heal them from me. She got a la bosta. God, heal them from me. Heal them from the damage I did. Heal them from the hurt that I put on them. God, heal them. You won't even turn around and bless them. You better send them blessings, because I know I sent up a whole lot of curses. But yeah, Jesus, once upon a time. But I said, God, come on, heal them. Don't let any of my residue be on them where they can't go on and live their life and be happy. Y'all not hearing me. Y'all don't want to do that. Y'all don't want to do that. So I had to humble myself before God and said to him, listen, whatever needs to be changed, change it. What I don't know, teach me. What I'm doing wrong from start to middle and finish, God, correct me. Do you think you have all the answers to relationships? Do anybody on here in the line have all the answers to the relationships? If you do, please dial my number. Tell me if you got all the answers. Or can you be one of those ones to humble yourself before God and others and say, I may know a little, but from my resume, I don't know enough. But I'm willing to learn by God and learn through the person. Also, to learn through the person that you're dating, especially if you get a godly person that don't mind, you know, sharing. You ain't got to lay everything out on the table. We talk about that a lot in class. You ain't got to lay everything out on the table. But you can also learn from each other. Do y'all really want to help each other to grow and be better in God? I'm already coming with some flaws and some mistakes. Are you going to hold that against me, or are you going to help me through that? Are you going to pray with me through that? Are you going to keep me covered so that the enemy doesn't use that against me or us in this relationship? Just because you don't understand the plan, like who she is, who he is, or when he coming or when she coming, doesn't mean that the plan of God don't exist for your life. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that real good. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expectant end. I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Remember, God's plan is divine purpose always. Always, man and woman of God, always. It's always going to be divine purpose. Your job is divine purpose. The man you meet, the woman you meet is divine purpose. Your mentor is divine person, your purpose. Your bishop or your pastor, divine purpose. Everybody needs to be part of divine purpose. If they ain't part of my divine purpose that brings me peace, then you need to get to step in. Because then you're not of God. He's the author of peace and definitely not of confusion. And you bringing me too much confusion. God is about divine purpose, not divine accidents, not divine distractions, and definitely not divine fatal attractions. That ain't God. Glory be to God. You know that ain't God. I preached partnership a couple of Sundays ago, God wants to partner with you, sit down and have a business meeting with you about your life and what he has called you to do, how to maximize the him that is in you and the gift that he has put in you. So check this out. Go with me before I get ready to close. When you start a business, a partnership, your purpose is how do I reproduce this idea to serve people and to get gain from it, right? So when you start a business, whether you want to sell flowers, it's, okay, how do I reproduce more flowers so I can get gain from it and serve people? Okay, you want to start a coffee shop. Okay, so how do I reproduce this coffee, you know, to be able to serve the people but also to get gain from it, right? So anyway, that's another message. But my point is, let's look at it naturally. You and I are partners. One day, we done already talked about what we're going to, okay, so what business we going to have? We're going to sell what? We're going to sell shoes. You and I, we partner in this business. We're going to mass make, produce some shoes. We got a good clientele that want our shoes. They like our shoes. And we done already laid out the plan on how we're going to do it and this, that, and the other. And then, you know, the little small return that we're going to get from it. We done did all this. We done did the finances. We done did the work. We done filed the papers. We done got the next. We did all that. And then one day, you walk in with somebody and say, this is another one of our partners. Wait, who are they? Did you talk to me about that? What are their intentions? What are they bringing to the table? What do they have to offer? Are they serious about really being in this thing for the long haul, or are they just here for a quick fix and a quick come up? Come on now, let's be real with this thing. Same with relationship. I'm about to bust you wide open to the white meat. Same thing with relationships. You are bringing another partner that will be partnering with you and God. The same thing applies. You can't just select any partner that does not line up with the purpose that me and God has already set at the business table and then already came up with. You're going to come in here and then you're just going to sit up here and just use us or use me for a quick come up. And then you're going to be out the door after I done slaved, I done cried, I done been on this floor, I done snotted and cried, I done studied, I done been the Bible teacher. And then you're just going to partner with somebody that's just going to come in and just lay up and get the game and not put in no work. Y'all better think about it. You can't just select any partner. They have to line up with your purpose. I almost went in on that one. Okay, I'm closing. All right, so if you want to be part of this conversation, I'm going to bring Pastor Ian. I got just a couple more things I want to say. But if you want to be part of this conversation, dial one, be ready to get in.
Don't hold back. You gotta, look, you got over an hour and a half, 2 hours left. Now, I'm going to mute myself and be pressing some shirts. But I was going to also tell you, I want to start a business. Make up a shirt line. Let's go in business together. Y'all know I print. How many times I tell everybody I print? I need a business. I'm telling you, start a business with no money. That's how you trust God.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole other thing. Let the Lord use you this evening because you're on fire, and it's something that us that have been called to singleness. That's a whole other message that I want to tap on because there's a calling to singleness, true singleness. There's some models right now in all of our lives that we see every day, and we really don't acknowledge that they've called themselves and they've accepted the call of singleness. But we keep talking about you need a man, you need a woman, you need this, you need that. First of all, find out what you need and handle that, and then acknowledge the people that are called to be single. And those that have made mistakes, because it's easy in passion and in wants, needs, and desires to get caught up in you that you get off track in less than 5 seconds. This is the same way you can catch a God-given dream, vision, or idea. When now you can lose it.
Yep.
And it's normally because of how you're being influenced and what's being fed into you and what's being taken from you. We need more discussions on this, especially as singles. Those that have been called to singleness need to claim it and stop talking about Boaz. If you really know the story about Boaz, you will stop talking about Boaz. We're going to leave that one alone. If you're talking about Jezebel and all the other stories, let's leave that alone. But what are we going to do to show that we can really be substantial and sustain ourselves in righteousness with God and still be able to work together?
Right. Because there was a lot of prophets.
As soon as you get a man, well, why you got to be all on Pastor E's show? Why you? As soon as I get a woman, you got all these women on women's. Why you got women speak now? And why you let them give so many opportunities? And why you all in the hood? And why you all in here? Oh my God!
Yeah.
Some of us are called to be single. You better honestly tell yourself who you are called to be, and claim it.
Mm-hmm.
And God will sustain you when you sustain yourself. So I'm excited. You don't have to stop. Like I said, I always program your show 3 hours.
You know, there was, because I, like you said, I really would love for a man or a woman to pick up that discussion, because God did call a lot of prophets and said that they should not take a wife. So, like you said, there are some people that really, truly are called to be single. So we do need to hear from you, because, again, I'm speaking from a person who still have hope and desire. But I'm learning to – I have learned to be single until that happens. You, however, are called to I'm single and I do not desire.
Since we plugged that one, does it ever get to a point when you say, dang, maybe – well, you're still young. But at 57, I'll be 57 April 29th, 2020. I was born in 1963. Yes, I am grateful that God has sustained my youth and my ability to have energy and to go forward in time and to bless that. But I'm about to hit 57.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Yeah. When you see hope ain't always there. Anyway, thank you, Jesus. If anybody's out there want to get in this conversation tonight and you spark some things there, prophetess, I don't know, that's really strong in my spirit about you. Because I have walked into 2020 with a new call on my life and a new release.
Me not
accepting seeds. This is good ground. You better sow over here. If you're growing here, you need to sow in the P2P and the Now Network. I don't care who you are out there listening. My broadcasters, my listeners, my followers, if you are growing here, you need to sow here. And then another thing is also releasing the fivefold prophetess Valoris. But you know what? I recognize with you and Dwayne and Terry and all of us by first name, Shannon, all of my covenants as fivefold, that I trust you could operate in that office now.
Yeah.
We don't have to say where's the prophetess. What you need prophet? Where we need some prophetess? Where is the evangelist right here? You know, where is the teacher? Where is the preacher? Here we are. What you need? Let's do the work. I really believe that's the covenant that we do here, and we have to do better at this. I have to use every opportunity on this broadcast of anybody listening to me to know we have a lot of stuff at our disposal. Let's use each other.
Right.
I'll be the first one. Come on, use me. You say, how you going to use me for likes? Use me for shares? Use me for whatever? Come on, use me. But when you use me, you already know what comes back. I'm going to use you probably more. But come on.
One thing that you're saying as far as the fivefold, one thing that I definitely want to piggyback off of real quick is because,
yes,
Pastor E, I had to learn – it was not about walking in title. So you hear what I'm saying? Because we have other pastors, preachers, evangelists on the phone. So hear what I'm saying. You are who God called you to be, but you still need to have a pure and a holy life to be effective in the call.
Right, right.
So we're not called prophetess and preachers and everything else like that and can be used at God's disposal. Only time you can be used at God's disposal is you keep a pure and holy life.
I'm going to tell you what, you sparking it because, you know, he said he calls some. See, when I am a believer in Christ, I separate myself from being the some. when I'm a believer in Christ, I'm thinking I get my mindset to this point where I have to separate myself from any of the any woulda, coulda, 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 shoulda, woulda, wouldas, because that's who I used to be and I never made it. But now that I know that through Christ, in Christ, that in the access to my Father, because now I'm a son, and now I'm a brother, now I'm a friend, now I'm a, see, I have to change my mindset and go into that level to say, brother and sister out there listening to us tonight, this is where your mind has to be. You have to switch your thinking and get out of the old stuff, because I know as soon as we hang up this, all the old stuff going to drop on you. I warn everybody all the time not to be, to make you fearful, but to make you aware is that every step you made towards God, there are 50 million steps out there in the world trying to bring you back down. The ratio, the balance does not add up if you're not strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Win now. We can do this thing, that's but close. We got to grow. We have to grow stronger, prophetess and pastor and bishop. And I don't know if you want all them titles, because I don't either. People be calling me all that. I'd be like, stop. Just if you could just call me this and I could still get the same recognition as a man of God, just call me E. I'm good with that. I really like that. My God. But you know, you to get in certain doors, you have to still operate under titles and things like that. We're gonna get out of that too here on the network.
I know.
Well,
where's Prophet Dwayne at? Because you opened up something, and I know he always will tag in. But what you were just talking about is called an orphan spirit.
Traveling tonight. He might be asleep because I know he had a long run.
But what you were talking about is called an orphan spirit. Mm. And an orphan spirit, what that is that someone who has only accepted their natural upbringing and the abandonment issues, rejection issues of the natural, and have not accepted the adoption into Christ.
Right.
And
right.
Have left that alone. So therefore, it's easy to go back to that if you have not accepted Christ and say, this is now my new Father. This is now my new way of life.
Man.
That orphan
now.
Spirit will pull you back in, because it feels as though, how you just going to let that go? How you just going to, what you trying to do, disown your father, disown your, no, you're not disowning anyone. I just don't accept that spirit that's trying to work in me of rejection, acceptance, depression, and whatever else worked in mom and daddy. I'm just not accepting that.
Ain't going for
but
it.
But you're not resisting. Right. That doesn't mean you rejecting your mother. I'm just not accepting that. I'm new. I'm a new creature. Do you really truly believe that you are a new creature in Christ? Old things have passed away. It took some time, Pastor E. That's why I tell people, listen, you can holler at me. This took some time to get to this point where I wanted to see the pure manifestations of God. You're wondering what's wrong with the church, why the miracles are not in church, why people are not getting healed, why people are not getting delivered, staying the same, is because you have preachers, leaders that are over them that is not trying to live the way of God. They're trying to live the way of title. They're not trying to live a pure and holy and acceptable life in front of God. And listen, when I done had 40-something, let me see, 48, so I've been working on this for 2 years. If I have 46 years of self, it took me 2 years and some more.
Can we hit the
break
for 1 second? Can we just hit, because this is something that you were talking earlier, and God told me, he said, address that. Can we just really kind of slow down for just 1 second as covenant partners, and let everybody out there listening know, those that are live, those that are coming later, those that are listening to the archives, this ain't no fake stuff. This was not put together. We have been through some things. You want to know some trash? You want to know about some dirt? You want to know about some things? God is putting together a core of soldiers here on the network that ain't just talking about something because we don't want to reminisce or let you think you can get away with it. But it's some real stuff that has been experienced here on this network. And we have that experience to tell you to say no and to listen to the word of testimony that you don't have to go through the same thing. This ain't fake.
No.
Any experience you want to know about going through, call me.
Oh, Jesus. And then he'll tell you to call me.
Charge you for that one. We have launched our one-on-one services. We're doing, and believe me or not, somebody walked into the office the other day, prophetess, and came in and asked, do you do entrepreneurial training? I was like, yeah. We got our first one-on-one counseling session. It's on our website now. That's going to cost you for that information. But I'll tell you anything you want to know about the dirt and all that stuff that you need to know what God brought me through. But you cannot come in thinking that you come in to get information to get over, but only to get through not doing the same thing. But it's going to cost you something. We need seeds for that. That's another another area of expertise. I want to thank you, Holy Spirit. He told me to speak into your life this way because you know how much experience you have. Even teaching these classes you're doing for free. You're giving away 20 years of experience that you deserve your rightful due. He's about to blossom for you, not just the invitation, but the supplication. Not just the invitation, but the supplication that now provides the education to those that know how to grow, know how to not stay in the same place, but you will benefit financially over your information from this day forward. All of the things that you've been giving away for free, God is about to replenish. He's about to now extend and exceed above your thinking or your asking that you'll receive right now in the name of Jesus. I believe it. I receive it with you. And I know God is saying, tell this to you right now, because it's time for you to not worry about that 9 to 5. It's time for you to stop. That's your worst problem about your health. Hey, that's the biggest problem about your health is your 9 to 5.
My God.
And it's the other hindrance to your other dreams, because you got some jewelry and some clothing and some styling things in your repertoire that you haven't even released because you don't think you had the money for it, because you think you need money. You ain't got to get money. You got hustle.
That I do have. I know.
I'm gonna release that on you
right now. I'll be on my job.
But check this out. I ain't asking you to do. I know your name and your address and nothing like that. I'm speaking into your life. I know what God has been speaking to you, and you've been kind of leaning back on. That's my prophetic gift, is to push that prophetic that you've already heard and say, how do you know that? He said this. Stop it, Pastor. No, I'm not going to stop it. I love you, my sister. We going to another level, all of us. Everybody connected, all my covenant partners, you know your name. I don't have to call it out. We are going to another level, and I'm going to be the first one to start because it starts here. You guys have found some way to follow me in some capacity. I must start and lead in the direction God is saying. So y'all ready? Let's go.
Amen.
I'm coming to Wisconsin.
Yes.
The weather says June is looking good. July is looking greater.
Listen, before that winter come, because Pastor ain't coming in no snow.
We won't even chance September.
Yeah, we get winter early here. So
I lived in Grand Rapids for 4 years, so I know. You ain't going to catch me slipping. I lived in Grand Rapids for 4 years. I know how it is up there. It could change in a minute. But we're coming to Wisconsin. Fresh Fire 2020 is coming to Spirit and Truth. We are going to partner. I don't care what we getting down in the basement. Now, we need something with better internet. We going viral on this one. I hope if it's warm enough, we need to get some speakers. Find somebody with some speakers and a DJ system that we can go in the park and do a 2-day Fresh Fire revival. Are you ready?
I got the speakers, microphone. I got all that. I have all that.
Brother Terry over here. I know she's already jumping around. Pastor Dwayne, and then we're going to leave you and go straight over to Madison and do the same thing.
Yes. Yes, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
Minister Terry,
Amen.
Come on in. Amen.
Good evening. Good evening, my beautiful family. I'm just over here just excited listening to you two.
You going to?
Yes, you know, glory be to God. I love
what
you say,
to.
Though. Yes,
prophetess, evangelist, Pastor Reed. I love what Pastor Reed and I touch and agree with him on. You have hustle and heart for whatever you're doing. But like he was saying, but he's been doing this too. You guys have been giving up so much teaching, and I know I'm receiving it, and it's helping me with my studies in his word and my relationship with God. But this is something that you both have been giving. You doing this single teaching. That's your that's the ministry. Pastor E, you know, doing the mind series, and, you know, Prophet Dwayne doing the words, you know. So these are all benefiting all of us. But the singles, and Pastor E, you kept throwing that 57 number up there. And nothing wrong with 57. You get in that mile hug club.
It ain't,
say,
look,
God.
It's nothing wrong. I'm proud. No, I am proud. I remember I used to lie about my age
too.
When I was younger. But I was always 3 years older. It was like, you know, but I was still accepted. But, you know, that light skin used to be kind of popular back in the day. And then they thought we lost it. I'm going to say this out loud. Everybody that know me, my light skin ain't never lost it.
Yes, glory to God.
Light skin don't stay in.
That's right.
Well,
praise God.
Come on now. This is Real Talk here on the Now Network. I'm excited because we're about to get back to the roots. I'm going to announce this today. Now, Pastor V, this is Valentine's Day, and I was like really trying to – I was thinking how we going to do a show on Valentine's Day. That's just going to be me and you talking about singleness. So we're going to try to – see how we work that. But I want to say that we're going to relinquish our time on Fridays in the evening time to relaunch. How God loved us. I mean, I just got I went blank there. I was thinking about Prophet Evangelist of Virginia and the 52 Weeks of Love. Is something that we used to have going, and we partnered with that. She did a great job at it. We did it for almost 2 years, and I just vaguely seen a message. Normally, Minister Terry been in message me because she know I'm not really a Facebook person. Y'all think I am. I'm really not. I only get on there to promote tag and to this. But if you're trying to get in touch with you, you better text me or call my number because I'm very seldom on social media. That's not my game. And I have a lot of followers that I want to let you can use them. Come on, tag me, link with me. Let's share everything. The post that I put out there for you guys, that's I'm not doing that just to bug you. I'm giving you that information that you could copy and tag and paste on your pages and your friends and your messaging that they come listen to you. I don't think I ever told everybody that. That's why I do that is you have information to share. So it's just not my group, but it's your group too. So,
Amen.
So yeah, that's the point. We're going there. Let's go to the next level. Let's help each other and let's bless this thing. Anybody else out there like to get into the conversation? Dial one. We got a few more minutes.
Please,
I tell you, I programmed 3 hours for your show every Thursday. And that's for all of the women. That's just not one of you. Every Women Speak Now has all the time to go where you're going to go. Let's talk about, why don't you guys start inviting some guests? Y'all do some women talk, some challenges, some getting down to the nitty gritty. Like, I mean, it's like five of y'all. You guys could, in a month's time, really wake up some stuff here on the network about Women Speak Now.
Right.
Preaching is good, but let's get y'all involved. Y'all start inviting some people on, and get a series going, and really get to the grip. Let's start sharing each other's stuff. And I know all my people in here that's listening to me right now. I'm looking at your numbers. You're already doing it, but I'm saying it. Tell somebody else to do it. Get somebody else in that really needs to hear the unification and the unity that's going on here. That we can all be heard.
And it's across the world. That's the dynamic thing is you figure if y'all heard, I'm in Wisconsin. They're in California. Prophet Dwayne is in the South somewhere. And you know what I'm saying? We're all across the world coming together and like-minded, you know, like mind on Christ to empower as many people as we can
in your area. What I'm speaking here is now in California for somebody who
now.
Is single to better their life, and then somebody who's in, you know what I'm saying, New York to better their life. Because, again, these are seeds that need to go out, because if we keep thinking about just the your city or local, you can't think. We got a kingdom-minded is what I'm trying to get to. I'm so out of church-mindedness. Yes, I have a ministry that God is going to bless, because I am a teacher. I'm a teacher of leaders. I'm a teacher of men and women and single, the hurting, and so on and so forth. But I'm going to be training them and giving them seeds to better their life, so then you can go. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? This is not no social club. I'm not trying to, you know, have people just to stay up under me for 20 and 30 years. After so long, you still up under me, and God ain't called you to do nothing more. I, you know, need to check my calling, not yours.
Oh.
So we have, I'm sorry.
See, now you talking about real stuff that the church don't want you to talk about. So.
Let's make a turn. Because that church enslavement has got to stop. That church enslavement has got to stop.
You gotta stay in one place. I think he said, "Go ye therefore and make disciples
of all
teach
nations."
Them
and what? The thing
all
is,
the
is
things
listen,
that he taught us.
There's a thing called loyalty. That people want to use, being loyal to your pastor, loyal to this person, loyal to, you need to be loyal to God first. We've got to switch this. Your loyalty is to God. God will send you to where you need to go and where you need to be for you to sit down for a season to get what you need. But guess what? I'm not no super Walmart, Pastor E. I don't have it all. I know what my call is, and I know what my season is right now for the leaders and for the single people for some reason. But guess what? I don't have, you know what I'm saying? I know how to deliver, but there's somebody else that's better with marriage ministry. So why am I going to sit up there and try to have married people in my church that I really am not qualified to help at this point in time? Why not send them to Pastor Tina, who's been married for 25 years, and send them over to your church? Hey, Pastor Tina and them having a marriage retreat. Pastor Tina and them having a marriage. I send my people over to you. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with us building up one another's ministry and you being good in your gifting and me supporting you in your gifting? You're good with children's ministry. I do not like kids like that. Don't send me your kids. I ain't lying. I beat other people's kids.
Please.
You don't want
to
send your kids to me.
You ought to quit it. Y'all ought to see her with her grandson. She is marshmallows and Marv. Come on now. Quit that.
But see, that's one child. But if you want to give me 12 children, talk about
that.
Having a children's ministry, that's not my gifting. I'm finna send them over there to Deacon Mark, and you can handle the children. You see what I'm saying? But we have churches, and some God has ordained to have, you know, capability of people to be able to do all these things. But we all trying to be super Walmarts, and we ain't even good in the first thing he called us to do. So I'm finna turn it back. I'm going. But stop enslaving these people. They're not your people. They're God's people. Amen. Somebody dial one and get me off this line. I will keep turning and turning. I'm glad Prophet Dwayne ain't on here, because he been a made us make another turn. But dial one if you want to get in on a singles conversation. One thing that I definitely want to say is two things. Pastor, are you still there? I'm sorry. I always keep looking at the phone, because you know me, I be muting myself and deleting myself and all kinds of stuff.
We both messing with buttons, deleting and muting and everything. You know, I'm right here, and the discussion is hot. I'm excited for what God is doing and how we're going to the next level. As I said, you guys better get ready. We're going to be talking Monday. Me and Evangelist Virginia Valentine, we're going to be talking Monday about 52 Weeks of Love. Coming back here on the Now Network. So we're going to bring that back during noon. We used to have daytime shows. Remember that, Minister mm-hmm. Terry? It started out with Preston
over the hump.
getting over the hump.
Getting over the hump. Then pressing over the hump.
Then it went to pressing over
Wednesday
the hump.
Wednesday at 11 o'clock, yes.
11 o'clock. That used to be the hot show.
Yes.
You know what? We need to go back to where we came from. Because all this late night stuff, people be sleepy. We getting old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But, I commend you, Prophet, Pastor Reed, for being up. You, Pastor Dwayne Collins, all of you guys, because you guys, we're on the same right now in the same spirit, but you guys are 3 hours ahead of us on the West Coast. Because I always say, I tell sis, I admire them because I'm an early riser, but you guys and Prophetess Lisa also.
Lift your hands towards them.
I always praise them when they're on the broadcast because you guys are so fresh and lively, like you waking up early in the morning. I know it's past my bedtime or your time, your goal. So I would say glory be to God. Pastor EB asked me, you still there, Minister Terry? Oh, my God. God bless you, and I love you.
Then it comes back around. They don't think I sleep, period.
Yes. Well, Pastor, you're an early riser, so you have to get it in when you can. So glory be to God that you can do that.
Well, I'm about to press the church as soon as I get off of here. Again, if you guys are looking to start a business, get your shirt idea. Let's partner. Let's get you going. Let's pump it up. You want to make jewelry? We could help you with that. Share with us your dream, your vision, your idea. We are entrepreneurial training here at the Now Network. We are ready to sow some seeds into you on how, first of all, you can start a business with no money. That should really intrigue. Secondly, you can start a business with no help. I know that should really make you get excited. Then you can start a business without taking a loan. Get in the class. We're making it happen. The My Reconstruction seminar is also going to continue. We'll probably reconvene March, early April. But Friday Night Live is back on February the 21st here at the Now Network Studio, 1112 East Artesia Boulevard. I'm calling all my OGs out. If you get here, I'll get you home. I'm just going to put that out right now. You will get not shared or put on a bus. You will get home in comfort and security. Anybody, you get here, I guarantee you we're going to get you home. That goes for you, Pastor V, I know your mind is going like, huh? If I get there, they're going to get me back home? Show up. I guarantee we're going to get your
fly
home.
Her.
I'm coming.
I can hear you. I can just hear it in the spirit. I'm like, her mind was just running. Like, wait a minute, if I get there, they're gonna get me back. Oh, wait a minute, I've been trying to get to California for the longest. Oh, my vacation. Oh, they're gonna get me back. Oh, get here, we're gonna get you back. That goes for anybody, anywhere. I don't care where you are. I am committing to that just because of my sister here that just resonates. Get here. We're going to get you back.
Amen.
Friday Night Live starting February 21st. We will be going live. We're going to open up Zoom. We're going to open up YouTube. We're going to open up everything. Yep. But the most biggest commitment is this. I'm not giving away the code until those around have gotten here. The Zoom code, the YouTube code will not be shared on any kind of means other than you are out of state and you, because it's killing in-person ministry. And I need to interact with you guys. I need to touch and agree with you guys. And I love the spiritual foundation of it, but we got to spend more time together.
And that's that go live Facebook too.
Amen.
Some preachers need to tune back on a little bit of that, not because it's a bad thing, but because, like you said, you need to get people to the altar. You need to get people out their house.
Amen.
And you need to get them to the church in the presence of God, to the altar. Be ready for them. instead of Facebook Live and people can just sit up there and just tune in.
Why you all on me? You just
slapped
your butt here like 5 times. Mr. Cherry, confess, how long have I been doing Wake Up, Get Up, Moving Your Purpose for free, consistently?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Five years.
Cinco años. Yes.
Blog Talk Radio, 7 years for free.
Yes.
Pay the bills. And our covenant partners, but we pay for everything we do. And it's time to kind of, you starting some stuff because that, you know, I was listening. I listened to every broadcast, the Wake Up Show, and I'll be like in awe, like, he dropped that through me. I get so much revelation out of me.
But Pastor E, let me say this. You're going to reap what you sowed. Trust me. Like you said, prophetically into me, prophetically into you, because you know why? Because God said, do you know why the churches stay broke and the people in the churches stay broke? It's because they keep trying to charge people for what should be for free.
Oh my God.
You're asking me to buy tickets to your event and register at $60, $100, $150, $200. And then when I get there, you want to call out $100, $50. So you didn't took
My gosh.
Charge me. I put it like this. If you have
My God. This was not set up.
Because there is a budget you have to meet. If you have to have a fee, then guess what? You ask for me one time and don't ask me for nothing else when I get there.
Yes.
He said the church
You guys know my rule.
It's not just that they're trying to meet their budget, but they're also trying to get gain off of it.
But see, you guys know my rule. I will come. And as long as you don't make no money, I'm not looking for no money. But if I bring money in, we breaking it down the middle. That's off the top. Business is business. I'm bringing product. I'm bringing the natural marketing things to make stuff happen. But I'm willing to give everything away free. Anybody that ministers with me knows that. But if you make some money, you better give me half, or we gonna have a problem. Don't make Compton come to wherever you are.
Amen.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
I know. But you understand what I'm saying? But you gotta realize that there's a lot of things that people need to go to and can't afford to go to. So then therefore they feel that they're left out.
Mm-hmm. Anything we doing, we gonna help you get here to do it. I'm not charging nothing.
No,
Friday
I'm not
night
saying,
line,
I'm not saying
know
you.
That
I'm saying,
free.
Okay, let's just keep it real. You figure if I try to go to a TD Jakes event, I can't never afford to go to TD. You want me to register at $250, and you want me to give, you know, for the next 4 days another $100, and you want, I don't have that kind of money.
$100 a day. No, $100 a day.
Exactly.
Especially if you're
people
a leader.
Don't have
look,
that kind of money.
Leader, look, if you're a leader, you better have about 5 racks. If you want to be
and
treated
then
like a leader.
But then let's talk about people that's not TD Jakes. Now, I might can give it to him. But you is Pastor Boomshickle nothing, and you want to charge $150, and I don't even know nothing about you. You understand what I'm saying? Stay at the level that you're at. Yes, God will elevate you. God will grow you. God will give you,
you
abundance.
Stay in your lane.
Can we do what Christ did? He didn't ask for a dime.
Come on.
He had bank.
I'm not.
Y'all don't want to talk
I know
about
you
want to
bring in the. They don't.
He wasn't broke. Christ, do you know how much money the wise man brought to him? The jewels, the value of the stuff that he had. Mary and Joseph never spent a dime of that.
You wonder why our people out here go.
Let's talk about it.
Because people are broke, and I'm not just talking about broke in their pocket. They're broke in their spirit because they don't want to come to your church because they know they're going to have to give something that they don't have. When we really need to be trying to get people healed, because if I can get you healed and delivered, then guess what? Now you have a better mindset to make the money and be in abundance and then turn around and bless the church. You can't bless the church if you broke it.
Friday Night Live, That's the only thing that we ever try to do is build you up to know that you can do better. It ain't going to cost you a dime.
Right.
But I guarantee you one thing, and it's the proving of all the ones you hear the voices of and those you don't, that still sow into this ministry, not because they owe me or anything, but because they've grown and seen how to make money.
That's it.
But it's even, but we still ain't, but here, thank you, Holy Spirit. We still ain't there. This is our season to really blossom because God has tried us. God has pushed us. God has even given people opportunity to pull us out, but we're still here. And it's time for us to move. When? Now.
No.
That's what ain't happened.
Kingdom mindset.
All my covenant partners.
Yeah.
All my covenant partners. If you're ready, let me know. I can make it happen for you.
Because what did the word say? He said, what? Somebody come in here with goodly clothes, you're going to get in the front seat. But somebody come in here with poor clothes, what you going to get in the back seat? The poor can't even come in your church.
That's true.
The poor can't even come in your church. So you're really not doing the word because they can't even come in. Because they feel that they don't have anything to offer. They feel that they don't have anything to give. We need to make sure that we are welcoming and inviting to everybody to come and get Jesus. They'll get the rest if we give them Jesus.
Come on now. Who? J-E-S-U-S. We are relaunching all of the programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. Praise in the Park. Now, Praise in the Park is exquisite because we go in the park where the homeless are. And all we do is just bang the music, preach the word, and have a meal afterwards. And people get saved. We could do this all over this country. That's what this covenant part. Don't say, look what Pastor E doing. He always doing something. I'm tired of hearing that. Stop following me, get mad at me, or whatever you want to. I'm tired of hearing that. That's he always helping people. He always do. I'm tired of hearing it. If you love God and you know that following me is helping you follow God, let's do it in your region too. I'll help you.
Amen.
You see how just quick me and Pastor V said, get somebody with the music. Get somebody with this. Oh, we come to Walmart. We go in the park. Get a tent. We just going down. Let's go to Walmart. We can buy a tent cheap. She said, I got the music. I got the mics. What stops? We just got closer.
Yep.
To achieving God's will. It doesn't take everything you think it does. We can make it happen. Stop trying to get in ministry thinking you're going to be a traveler like Joel Osteen and he got favor that he moved into. That's a whole nother level.
Yeah.
But utilize what God has for you and watch. You'll get blessings.
That's it.
And they'll
That's
come
it.
Free. Well, I'm in. That's all. I'm gonna leave my comments here. Is that right there? I'm in. All the way in. For anybody out there listening, I know you didn't dial one. I know you didn't say anything. You may listen later. I'm still saying I'm all in. Let's make it happen. Let's go reach the lost and unsaved. I'm not trying to come to your church and preach to the people you say is already saved, which probably needed more. Oh, that's another message. But let's go to the lost and unsaved.
Yeah. Amen.
And they're all over. It's all over. They say it's worse here. Woo! It's worse in Wisconsin. They can't. It's snowing. They ain't got nowhere to sleep. What? Come on now.
And please pray for them because it's only 8 degrees here today. Please pray for our homeless.
Listen,
I was speaking to my sister about that earlier.
They
need
frozen. They don't even give the results of death up in the northern cities because of the cold weather. That's automatic death. Y'all don't even know the statistics. That's why I don't really talk about homeless enough because out here in California, it's easy. It never rains in Southern California. They always can sleep somewhere and not get wet. Simple as that. But there's other places that do not even, like Texas. It's so hot in Texas. I don't care what you got. You might die in that heat.
Right. You're right.
Hurricanes come down the East Coast. Where you going to go? They can't get in the shelters that the people from homes get to. We got to do better, not to get people places to live, but getting people better places to live. Did that catch anybody?
Got it.
5, 4, 3, 2. You want to put them in the house? No, make them the house.
Yep. Got it.
I love you guys.
And I was getting ready to say that.
You can tell when you preach a good one because I'm all in it.
We done turned a few corners on this, but we're going to bring it back in so no one else dialed one. But one thing that I do want to say to the singles is when I stopped having a valorous list of what I wanted and changed it to a God list of what he desired for me, I was only then able to start attracting a better quality of men. My list brought in too many strays and alley cats. But God's list only attracts the things of God. That's why you have to, in your singleness, make God first if you want to attract another man or woman of God. If God is not first, whatever you have first that's working, operating on your list or operating in your flesh is what you're going to attract. I think somebody just caught it for real. Thank you. And say, okay, I see now. I have lust first, and I keep attracting people that want to sleep with me, and I keep wondering why. And that's why. I made God first in my list. But I appreciate that more because I'm no longer wasting my time or getting upset over foolishness. God's list taught me patience. Single men and women of God, God is concerned about your desires.
Yes, he is.
You may be in this season of purging of the things that I talked about earlier. You may be in the season of him planting new things in you so you can reap a better harvest. You may be in a season of preparation because that man or woman is on their way or at your door. But you have to make sure that you're ready. You have to make sure that you're ready. We can't be the ones that say that we're men and women of God and we're the ones that are out here leaving people broken and hurt. No more of that. The world does a good job of that. We're not going to contribute to that. We're not going to contribute no more to the divorce rate in the name of Jesus, the divorce statistics in the name of Jesus. We're not. Let the world do that. People, men and women of God, we're not doing that. And the only way to not do that is to learn in your singleness. I had to drop the heavy on you last because you need to understand how important it is. So, Pastor E, you done went and pressed out another shirt somewhere. You'll lose him like a 2-year-old in Walmart. He'll go and come. But
press out of here.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you, God, for another evening. Fellowship, teaching, talking, learning, and understanding. But most of all, God, right now, with a serious heart and mind, Lord, I'm asking that this word that you have given to the singles plant deep in their heart, take root in their heart, Lord, that they begin to grow in godliness, holiness, righteousness, purity, wholeness, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Those that are gifted with singleness, we ask, Lord, that you continue to bless them in their gift, O God. Continue to be with them and protect them, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, those that are dating right now, God, I'm asking, Lord, that you be the three, what they say, the three-strand cord, even in that, God. You be the topic of discussion, Lord. You be the ones that they focus on and pray together and read together and begin to build a relationship around you, God, while they're dating, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, those that are yet still waiting, God, asking that you continue to purge them and prepare them, oh God, for such a time that only you have already predestined and designed. Lord, we just ask, God, for all that were listening, whether they're married or single, that, Lord, that the blessings of God maketh rich and add no sorrow to it, God. Asking, Lord, that the things in the, that we had just spoken with, Lord, the desires of Pastor E. Hart come into full manifestation here in 2020, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just continue to ask, Lord, that you protect those all across the world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Don't hang up. We need your support on this song. If you think it's hot, please share it. Please tag it. Please let somebody know. But I just want to serve him.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just wanna serve you.
I wanna serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I do everything
I can
that I can.
Forever, I'ma need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life, yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations, I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty gold is my baby. We're sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign, Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I love you. Father, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it. Can you feel it? This is part of my healing. It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on the mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are, if you let him lead you to your freedom, you can be reborn.
Man, you know what I'm saying? God saved me. High out there on drugs and wilding out, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him, you know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him, so now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God, glory to God, glory to God.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.